Hey everyone, thank you for checking back into the DCP Internship Podcast. Today is August 12th. People thought that applications might drop today, but they didn't. Everyone thinks it's going to be next Monday, August 19th, and I'm thinking that's probably going to be at 2. Usually they drop the application dates before they drop, about a week or so before, so any day now we should be hearing something if it's going to be the 19th. So, yep, it's pretty stressful. We're getting really close. And there have been Twitter posts from some of the recruiters who said that they were going to be starting accepting in late August. So if they're already accepting people by late August, they're going to have to drop the apps probably within a week to be able to get through, you know, applications and phone interviews and such. So it should be happening pretty much any day now, but mostly people think next Monday. So we'll see. So today I want to talk a little bit about Facebook groups for the Disney College program. There are a lot of them on Facebook, and people use them to meet people, to introduce themselves, to ask questions. A lot of people go on there looking for alumni to look at their applications and their work experience, and I've done that, and that's how I got someone to look at my work experience who got accepted. So today I wanted to go through a lot of the questions that I've seen on these Facebook groups. A lot of them are repeated. So this is my Facebook frequently asked questions answer-a-thon. So I'm going to go through them, answer them from what I have learned from people who have commented on the posts where the questions were, or just from things I've picked up over the time that I've been studying and looking at this program, which has been about probably 2.5 months now. So first question: how do you format the length of time at a job if you're still currently working at that job? So what they're asking is, at the time of the application, a lot of people have jobs. I currently have a job at a daycare. So there isn't really an end date because you're still working that job, and they don't know how to format it because there is a slot to put an end date. But then there isn't a present button you can put, so you can't say from 2013 to present. So people are worried about how to format that correctly. And a lot of people have said that you should just leave it blank, because it's like if you see a gravestone and it's like a couple's gravestone and the husband has passed but the wife hasn't, the husband has his end date and the wife's birth date, birth year is on it, and then there's a dash and then there's nothing. And that means that she's still alive. So it makes sense that you would just leave it blank. And if you leave it blank, then they know that there's no end date, obviously. So I would say that if you're currently, you know, working a job, I'm currently working a job, I'm leaving it blank on the work experience. And it gives you little boxes to put a beginning and an end year. So that's what I would do for that. I worked a summer job a couple years ago, so I worked as a secretary for 2 months. And so that's like the same year. So I had to put from 2016 to 2016, which kind of sucks. But yeah, so definitely put the year that you start. And if you're still working it, I wouldn't put a year. They're going to understand, you know, they're smart people. They're not going to think, oh, it's an incomplete app. They're going to think, well, they haven't stopped. So that's what I would say for that one. So next question: how does the Walt Disney Company know that you're a student? And do they check? So I've seen a lot of discussion about this. Obviously, you're supposed to be in college because it's a college program. Duh. They're looking for college-aged college students, you know, those type of people. But I've also seen comments on these types of questions from people saying that they've known people who have done the DCP who haven't been enrolled. And so that leads people to think that maybe they don't even check to see if you really work there. I'm thinking they do check. A lot of people have said that they check after you're accepted, so they don't look while you're applying. And I totally understand that, because if they had to individually, like, call all the people who've applied their schools to make sure that they're, like, on the enrollment status, that would just be way too much. And I can totally see them checking after you've been accepted to make sure. But I have never heard of someone who's been accepted and then been no longer in consideration after acceptance because of actually not being in school. So maybe they don't check. You know, people, the thing is about the Disney College program is that people don't know. People have no idea how they decide which apps go through and how they decide who gets accepted. And people think they can format their applications to, you know, be a step ahead. But in reality, nobody knows anything. But I would assume that because it's a college program internship that they would check. And so I wouldn't, like, if you're not in school or you haven't been in school in the last year, like, why would you be applying? Because it's not for you. Like, at that point, you might as well just move to Florida or California and apply for a full or part-time job, you know? Like, this is for people who can afford to take time off and move away for a bit and then come back. And I think people who, you know, have been out of school for years or so should not be in that type of predicament. You know, you should be settled somewhere. At least that's what I would think. So my thought is that they probably check after you're accepted, and you shouldn't be a jerk and try and apply when you don't even go to school, because it's not for you, okay? Next question. Can I get in even if I don't have any real work experience? This is also a big question and an important one, because a lot of people apply straight out of high school. Like, people who are a freshman this fall in college will be applying for the spring internship, because all you have to do is have completed one quarter of schooling before you start your program, so they're allowed to. And a lot of people haven't worked, you know, haven't had a real job because they've been in high school and they haven't needed the money because they've been living with their parents. And that's totally understandable. So a lot of people will apply without any real work experience. And that, I think that's totally fine. I've seen a lot of people comment who have said, yeah, I didn't have any real work experience, but I get accepted anyway, blah, blah, blah. And here's the kicker, I think. These people that got accepted without any real work experience put things down that they volunteered for or that they learned in high school. Like, things that show that you could do the jobs that Disney wants from things you've experienced that are not paid jobs. You know, like, if you participated in volunteer work where you worked at a homeless shelter, or you volunteered at the, you know, animal clinic or anything like that, that's totally, like, it's work experience, except you didn't get paid. So it's definitely experience that you should be putting on there. There's another question that's really similar to this one. Should you include high school education? And that's kind of like, if I don't have any real work experience, should I put, you know, high school stuff? And I only think you should put high school stuff if it directly pertains to the roles that you want. And I don't know what that would specifically be, but maybe you're a part of a club that does volunteer work, or maybe you're a part of a club, I don't even know, like, I don't, like the Girl Scouts, and you sell cookies so you could do quick service, I don't know. But if you think that any experience in your past could directly relate to one of the roles that you want and that are offered, and that are similar to the responsibilities that are listed on that role on the website, I think you should put it. No matter how, like, so you did it in high school, so what? You still did it, you know? So if you did something in your high school education that you think would mesh there, put it in there, you know? I was specifically advised by the person who looked at my application to add more experience. I've only had two real jobs, and I also work as a pet sitter. So I had three, and they were like, can you squeeze out four? Because people recommend doing four or five. I mean, the more experience you have on there, the more you seem like you're ready to tackle something like this. So I now have four different experience types on my working application, and we'll see how that goes. I would try and squeeze out at least three, I think. But, you know, I don't know what those 18 and 9-year-olds, you know, what their applications look like. And they got accepted, they said, on Facebook. So definitely anything is possible. I have also heard, though, that they take a bit older people's applications a little more seriously, just because people who are freshmen and sophomore in high school have so much more time to apply than people who are a little bit older. And usually people who are a little bit older have some more work experience. I definitely most of my work experience that I have on my application has come from the past 2 or 3 years when I got into college. So I think that you probably have to have a really strong application as an 18 or 19 year old to get in, but I don't think it's impossible. But if you have a lot of experience from high school, then definitely put it in there and definitely don't not try, because it has happened to people. I just think that they look at people who have had real work experience and people who are a little bit older a little bit more seriously, just because we have less time. Another question similar to this: do they look at GPAs, either high school or college GPAs? And this is a question I specifically was really interested in, because I personally have a really good GPA, a college GPA, and I was hoping that it would be used. You know, like, I worked so hard to keep a 3.9. I wish that Disney would look at it and think, oh, she's smart, or oh, she's, you know, responsible, she keeps her grades up. But most people have said that they really don't care about your GPAs. And I also think that's fair, because just because you do good or bad in school doesn't mean you would do good or bad selling merchandise or getting food ready or, you know, greeting people at the parks. Like, how good you are at math does not equate to how effective you would be in a Disney role. So most people have said that they don't look at GPAs, and that there have been tons of people who have gotten in with really bad GPAs, or, you know, they let people in, the freshmen who are entering college who don't even have, you know, any college GPA, because by the time they apply, they're just starting their fall classes and they have no record yet. So I would say that they don't really look at GPAs. I wish they would, but my gut instinct from what I've read is no. But my heart says, please look, because that's something I'm really strong in. But if they don't look at it, that's that. Another question: should I add additional documents to my application? So these additional documents would be things like a cover letter, or maybe high school or college transcripts, or a resume. There is an area where you are able to add these things, and so they will be a part of your application. Most people on these Facebook groups don't say that you need them. I think because of the high quantity of applicants that there are for the college program, that they don't have enough recruiters to individually go through all of the added documents that people would put. I think that's why they have a specific place for the work experience, which would be your resume. I don't understand why people add a resume if you already put all your work experience, because it's like, if I put my resume on the application, it would literally be the same thing as the work experience. So I don't know why people need to put it twice or feel they need to. There are just too many applications for all of these things to be seen. Maybe they look at them before your phone interview or after your phone interview, but honestly, everybody has said, well, I've done none of them and I've gotten in, or, oh, I've put in my resume and I got in, or, oh, I put a cover letter and I got in. But people get in without doing it. People get in with doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stress about it, because I think what really matters is that work experience, those boxes and what you write, and those boxes is what's going to count for if you're going to get in or not, along with whatever results you get from the WBI and the phone interview. So I am not sweating it. I'm not putting one in. I don't think you really need one, because most people say they disregard them. They also use the same, like, formatting tool for the Disney College Program applications as they do for their professional internships, which is a totally different thing. And I think maybe for those, you would want to put in transcripts or a resume or a cover letter. And since they just use the same formatting tool, the option to add them are on both of them. And so I think those, you know, add-ons in that space to do that is more for different applications than the Disney College Program itself. So I'm not going to put one, and I'm not going to worry about it. But hey, if I get no longer in consideration, then maybe you'll know why. Other question: how many no interests for roles is too many no interests? So how much interest should you put in the roles available for you to look like they want to hire you, you know? Like, should all of them have interest in them? Should 3 of them have interest? Should 5 of them have interest? Should they all be high interest? Should they all be low interest? Like, what do you put? I don't think they are
like, against you if you only put one or two with interest. I think that if you put two with interest, then they will look at you for those two roles, and if they think you'd be good for either of them, they'd put you in, and if they don't, they don't. My thought is that if you put interest in lots of roles, then they're going to, probably after your phone interview, compare you to lots more roles and see if you, you know, mesh with what they think you mesh with. More options, you know, because you might look good for merchandise and you might look good for custodial, but say you didn't put interest in those, but you put interest in lifeguarding and you put interest in Bippity Boppity Boutique, and they're like, well, they would have been good for merchandise and they would have been good for something else, but I don't see them as lifeguard or BB&B, so we're not going to have them. And so my thought is, if I don't put interest in something and they would have accepted me for that role, but none of the others, I want to have interest in that role. I am being very picky Walt Disney World-wise, more picky, if I'm allowed to put role interest separately, which is a question I have that I haven't had answered, but I'll answer it for you when the application's open, because that's when I'm going to figure it out. Like, if the applications, the Disneyland one and the Disney World one, are those the same application, do you just click both? And then when you reach the roles, because there are some roles for Disney World that aren't in Disneyland, are, like, the custodial roles for Disneyland and Disney World separated, or are they all one thing? Like, if you apply for both and you say custodial, is there going to be a custodial high interest or low interest for Disney World and a custodial high interest or low interest for Disneyland? Or is it just going to be DCP custodial? Like, that's what I'm really interested in, because I want to rate everything in Disneyland higher than I rate things in Disney World. And I don't know if they're separate or if they're one list. So that'll be interesting. I do not know that. So my thought is, the more interest you put in it, the more roles they're going to think about you for. And thus the more chances you have of getting a role. But there have been people that I've seen apply who have had like two interests in two roles and they've gotten in. Or even interest in one role and have gotten in. So if you want to be picky, like, do it. Be picky. I just don't have a lot of time. Like, this is my only chance really to apply. So I'm going to be as open as possible because I really want to get in. But if you really want to get in and do a specific role, then be specific. You know, if that's what you want, go for it. And I think that maybe having one or two interests, if you make it to the phone interview, that would be like really brave. It's like that these are the things that I want to do. And that would show the interviewer that you're like, you know what you want, you know, and you know what you're good at. Anyway, so that's my thoughts on that. So another question that I've seen so much of are things about piercings and tattoos. So a lot of people have asked, can I have piercings and work? You know, do the DCP, is that totally okay? They only allow like studs in your ears, you know, like really bland studs, not anything like crazy. Like literally just like that's it. That's all they want you to have. So if you have piercings like in your nose or in your cartilage or somewhere else, if it's not covered by the costume you're wearing, you're going to need to take it out while you are working. And that should be pretty easy. If you have a new piercing, then that would be kind of difficult because you're supposed to keep them in for a certain amount of time and, you know, clean them every day. And since it's not healed up, that would probably be pretty painful to take them in and out. But say you have a cartilage piercing and you've had it for a couple years, you can either just take it out when you're working, or you can put in a clear spacer, which can be bought, and I'm pretty sure they're pretty cheap, they're really small, and you just plug them in, and it doesn't really look like you have a piercing in, and so either your managers or leaders won't see them, or they won't care because it's not, like, it's clear and you just won't see it. So you can definitely have piercings, but they're really strict about what piercings you can wear to work. I'm almost positive that they're just studs, plain old studs in your ears, and other than that, you need to either take them out or put in a filler. Tattoos, people are freaking out. That's probably what I see the most, is tattoos, and they post their exact tattoo and they're like, how do I cover this up? Is this okay? What do I do? So there's a specific chart that is on the DCP website, and it tells you like which roles is it okay to have, which tattoos, and where are the tattoos located that made okay or not okay. And they do ask about tattoos and piercings in the phone interview. So here's the thing. Any tattoo you have can be covered. There is makeup and there is specifically branded like gels or powders or liquids that can be put over the tattoo to cover it. If you're okay with having to, you know, every day having to cover up your tattoo with makeup and going to work, then you're going to be totally fine. I would even mention, if I had a tattoo, I don't. If I had a tattoo that would be like on my lower arms or on my neck that I know would be seen, and the recruiter asked about it during my phone interview, I would say it's there. I would say that I can easily cover it up with either a piece of clothing or with a band-aid or with makeup. No issue. Like, let them know that that's something you're aware of, that is a problem for them, but you are able to fix it. I think as long as they know that it can be covered up, then you're good. I've seen a lot of people who have had like entire sleeves on their arms and who have got accepted and they just wear long sleeves every day and it's totally fine. That would probably be a struggle for me. I would get so hot if I had to wear long sleeves, especially if you were working, you know, May through August, September. Like, it's going to be hot all the time, but especially those months. But it is possible. So the thing is, learn how to cover it up. There are lots of YouTube videos, and it doesn't even have to be DCP. It's just like how to cover a tattoo, because a lot of people who do like job applications, you know, when they go to those interviews in person, they want to cover up their tattoos. So there's ways to do it. It can be done. You can use band-aids for really small ones, and it should not be a problem as long as you're honest about it. Be honest about it in your interview. Don't try and hide it, because if you hide it and then they find out about it later, then they're not going to be very happy with you because you lied to them. So you can have piercings, you can have tattoos, you have to be able to cover them. So like face tattoos, that might be really hard. A lot of people also use waterproof makeup because of the rainstorms that Florida has especially. And like, say you had it on your wrist and then there was a rainstorm and you were working so you couldn't cover it up and the makeup washed off and you had a tattoo. That would not be good. So make sure you use stuff that you know will stay on all day, every day. And you don't have to like crazy worry about it every time you go to work. Question number something. Can you attend character auditions if you have been NLIC'd? So first off, NLIC'd, that is no longer in consideration. So during every step of the application process, you can be NLIC'd. That just means that you're out. They don't want you. You can't apply until next season. Boo. So that can happen after your application, that can happen after your web-based interview, that can happen after your phone interview. So the character auditions are for the specific role of character performer, and that is when you're hanging out with face characters or with fully covered characters, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, things like that. So character auditions, you, in order to become a character performer and to apply for that role, you need to go to an audition, and at that point they can kick you out for character performer, which is, I'm not doing that. It seems really stressful, and I've watched a couple videos on it, and it just seems like a lot of girls go in, and only a couple girls succeed, and most of them don't, and it seems kind of sad. Anyway, so a lot of people are asking, so what if I put in my application, and I got NLIC'd, should I still attend a character audition? Or maybe you got to the web-based interview, but then after the web-based interview, you got kicked, NLIC'd. Can I still go to the character auditions? Could I still be a character performer? The answer is no. If you're NLIC'd, you are no, they don't want you. You're NLIC'd, get out. Do not go to the character auditions if you're not in consideration. Because if you're not being considered for any of the roles, why would you go and audition for a role that you're not being considered for? Definitely don't go. It says on the website not to go, and that's why I'm being so forceful about it. And I'm sure there are some people who think, yes, but I'm just the perfect little princess, and I'm going to go in and wow them, and they're going to change their minds because I'm special. But the reality is, they're not going to think that, and they're going to wonder why you're there. And it probably won't end up well. So if you get cut before the character auditions, don't go. I've seen some people who have been like, well, should I then apply like 2 days before the character auditions to make sure I don't get NLIC'd before that? And I mean, if you want to do it, do it. But my thought is that if you're going to be NLIC'd before the character auditions, then you probably won't get through the character auditions because they're going to get to know you there. And then what if you go to the character performer and you apply and then you get NLIC'd anyway? Might as well just start early. I don't know. I'm not the character performer type, if you can tell. I'm not a very cheery person. I think if I were to be a character, it'd have to be a villain or Eeyore. And I think I would do that well. But I don't think that's really what they're looking for at the character auditions. Like, I think if I went in and was sad, they would be like, who are you and why do you want to work for Disney? Anyway. Okay. Last question. How many people can you link up with? So linking up is after you get accepted, you can link up with someone on the Disney website. I've never done it, so I don't know exactly how. But you can link up with them, and then you'll be rooming together in one of the housing complexes. So in the past, you've been able to link with up to 3 other people, so that would make 4. So you could fill an entire apartment with people you know or people you've met on the Facebook groups. But this season, fall 2019, the people who are moving in now, it seems like they were only allowed to link with one person. From what I've seen and from what people have said on the fall 2019 group that I've been secretly watching, even though I'm not a fall 2019 accepted boo, is that they've only been able to link with one person. And another important thing for that is that you have to have the same arrival and departure dates. So if you're going to link with somebody, you either need to find people who already have that acceptance or departure date, or you need to plan to have those same dates with the person you want to link with. So from what I've seen for fall, it seems like you can only link up with one person and you have to have the same dates. So find that one person that you want to live with. I haven't decided if I'm going to find people to link up with or not. A lot of people go in without linking and just get a whole bunch of random roommates, and people still meet great people that way. I mean, the Disney College program it's a whole bunch of like-minded people, mostly, getting together. So I figure one out of the roommates you have is going to be someone you might mesh with. I might link. I definitely haven't posted in introductory post on any of the Facebook groups. Oh, that's like 80% of the Facebook groups are introductory, get to know me, friends, future roomies type of thing. I don't feel comfortable doing that until I've been accepted. Because what if you make plans with somebody or you meet a lot of people and then you don't get in or they don't get in and then your plans go kaput, you know? Like I want to plan something with somebody who's already been accepted and is planning on going. And I also don't want to, like, get into it and make plans and then not get in. Like, that would just be so much worse if I'm like, oh, I'm actually never going to meet you. We were going to room together, but I didn't get in, so I'm probably never going to talk to you again. Like, I don't want to do that. I haven't decided if I'm even going to post one. We'll see. Maybe I'll just comment on somebody that seems cool and see where that goes. So those are all of the questions that I found scrolling and scrolling and scrolling through the Facebook groups. A lot of them are these intro things, and I don't know how I feel about them. Like, I get that people want to talk about themselves, and I do sometimes look at them to see, especially the alumni. I like to look at the alumni ones and see where they worked and see kind of how they wrote and how they are and be like, am I like that? Like, could I be accepted like that? But I don't know. It's just not my thing. I'm just not a very outgoing, talk to a lot of people I've never met on the internet type of person. And a lot of people that are doing the Disney College program are like that. And I mean, I think most of them are extroverts. And that's totally good for you. That's just not me. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. So yeah, those are all the questions that I found. And hopefully I helped you out. Hopefully one of them was something you didn't know or maybe wanted to know. If you have any more questions, you can totally email me at MichaelaPhillipsDCP@yahoo.com. You can also comment on any of my Instagram posts. I'm at DCP Internship Podcast. Super easy. It's the name of the podcast. And you can follow me on there and check out what's going on. I will most likely make another podcast either the 19th or the 20th, because that's when applications will probably drop. So I will let you know how that goes. And maybe on the 20th, I'll have a I got in or I didn't get in type of thing. I got in is then like a web-based interview or a phone interview, not like a I get accepted, because it does not happen that fast. But who knows? In a week, this entire podcast could be over. I could be NLIC'd and I could be out of here. Isn't that exciting? Isn't this a fun thing that I'm doing to myself? Me and thousands of other people are just freaking the frick out right now. Also, my birthday's on Sunday, so that would be really sad if I turned 21 and then the next day I got axed from the Disney College program one day into the application drop. I don't think it would be as funny as I'm saying it right now. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. I know there's people out there. I've seen my views go up, and I really want to talk to you guys and like meet you, and maybe you're the buddy that I need to live with. If you think I'm cool and you want to live with me and you're cool like I am, oh my gosh, message me on Instagram. I want to get to know you. Thank you guys for listening. I hope all goes well if you're also applying this season. And if you're thinking about applying, do it. Just do it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? And they say no, so what? If they say no, I'm going to apply to a bunch of other crazy internships. Like, I'm going to go work in Europe for something. Like, there are so many other opportunities out there that you shouldn't limit yourself just to one. I'm currently limiting myself to one, but that's because this is the one I want the most. But if I get axed, then I'm going to open myself up and do something crazy next spring. Because I can. And college is the time to be doing stuff like that. Okay. I'm Audi 500. I'll see you guys next week. Good luck.